now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week we take a look at the German jazz record label MPS and joined by a man with an extensive knowledge and collection of the music in that of James Spencer, who this week I'm allowed to program the music for the show from his personal collection. Also on the show, the passing of Irish actress Maureen O'Hara, we examine the art of doing very little and find you some cool parties to attend from across the globe. Right now, starting off our MPS special from 1972 with the Singers Unlimited and the famous sounds of MPS on the Cocktail Nation.
The famous sound of MPS, made in the Black Forest. Everybody knows, everybody says, that good music is from MPS. That means most perfect sound.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswag.net.
We've only just begun to live. And promises, a kiss for luck, and we're on our way. Before the rising sun, we fly so start out walking and home to walk. And yet we've just begun.
Sharing horizons that are new to us. Watching the signs along the way. Talking.
When the evening comes, we smile. So much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yet we've just begun. We've just begun.
Do 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 do.
Donation Lounge leader, Coop Cooper, and the Singers Unlimited. We've only just begun. Tonight we talk about the German label MBS. James Spencer joins me on the show. James has got an extensive collection and knowledge of the MBS label. James, enlighten us on the MBS label.
MBS stand for Musik Productions Schwarzwald. I hope my German's pretty good, meaning Music Production Black Forest. And what happened is, you know, a lot of the jazz artists, specifically from the U.S., Europe, and Japan, around the late 60s, were kind of not getting any airplay anymore because obviously, you know, rock and roll was in full swing with the, you know, the British Revolution, you know, the Beatles, and you had Jimi Hendrix, and you also had dance music starting, and jazz sort of fell by the wayside for a while. And this gentleman, his name is Hans Georg Brunnenschwer, how's that for a name? And he was the owner of a German label called Saba, S-A-B-A, and he formed this label and had this beautiful, you would have loved this, his house, a mid-century modern house in the middle of the Bavarian forest, all done in the newest style at the time, which was sort of that mod look. And what he did is a lot of artists in jazz were feeling stifled. And so he says, come over to Germany and I will record you in my home, which was completely state of the art, highest equipment available. And it brought everybody in. So this is what's amazing. Here's a name of a few of the artists on MPS.
And there were some big names too.
Oh, huge names. I mean, Oscar Peterson, George Shearing, who's my favorite pianist of all time, George Duke. It brought in Ella Fitzgerald. It brought in, one of my favorite, it brought in a lot of vocal groups as well. What was interesting about MPS was that it was beautifully, beautifully produced. And there's a lot of singers that specifically were doing, you know, 8 to 50 voice polyphonies that were on this label. A guy named Gene Purling, I don't know if you know that name, but he was the head of the 50s vocal male group called the Hilos. And he formed a new group called Singers Unlimited. And it is just breathtaking. I mean, it was two guys and a girl. They overdubbed their voice in, again, 30 voice harmonies. And here's the players on the album. People like Oscar Peterson. You have people like Art Van Dam, you know, the accordion player that from the lounge scene. And there was just many incredible artists on this label. Another one of my favorites was a sister act of five Filipino girls. They were called the Third Wave. They were produced for this label by George Duke, of all people, who made these incredible vocal arrangements of, you know, really kind of funky jazz standards like Cantaloupe Island, and they do Maiden Voyage of Herbie Hancock and with, you know, vocal harmonies. And it's just a breathtaking catalog of lounge music that got known, by the way, as Muzak. So that term Muzak, yeah, which we consider bad elevator music, but was actually in Germany a title for the choicest, most elegant jazz lounge music.
Really?
And what's interesting, too, is how I kind of got into this, is back in the early 90s is when I was just starting a double bachelor's program in music, and this would have been about 91, 92. And this is when they were, you know, the lounge scene in California was starting, and there was labels like EMI Japan that was releasing the Julie London and so forth. And I had a very good friend from Germany named Daniel, who was a DJ on the local college station, and he had a huge home library of vinyl and things, as well as CDs. And I kind of introduced him to Julie London and Chet Baker and the cool jazz. And one day on his state-of-the-art Bose system, he put this MPS collection on, and I literally, my jaw just dropped. I was like, this is the most perfectly produced, elegant music of lounge I've ever heard. And the reason why I guess that very few people know about it is the label was started in 68 and only went to 78 in Germany before they kind of closed their doors. But here's the great thing. In January of last year, Edel, a label out of Germany, released and bought the whole catalog of MPS and are digitally remastering the whole catalog for iTunes. That means anybody can get it. And it's pretty amazing because I, as a collector, there are a compilation called Snowflakes, which I think I know I sent to you, you have some tracks of. That goes now on CD for $200 and $300 because, it, you know, they just were so rare. Some of these George Shearing albums and Oscar Peterson albums have not been heard by the masses since 1971. So it's like a whole new lounge scene in a way to explore for lounge listeners. And specifically those that really kind of like that breezy bossa nova late 60s sound of like Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66, and that kind of a sound, as well as if you like, you know, like the Carpenters of the early 70s, and people like that. It's just a really easy listening lounge sound, and it's interesting to hear people, for example, like Ella, who is, you know, most people know in a singing in more of a hot style with scat, singing these sort of breezy bossa cuts and, you know, things you would not normally associate with her. And that's sort of an interesting thing that these artists use this label to really invent and reinvent themselves. And it's breathtaking. I mean, you're going to hear things you never heard from Oscar Peterson and these different artists that are just very, very unique.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Well, great wealth of knowledge there, Jim. Let's kick it off right now, our MPS special right now on the Cocktail Nation. Thanks for your knowledge.
Thank you.
The Nelson Riddle Orchestra and My Life on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
Ba, 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 ba.
It's the Swank Party. That is the Cocktail Nation as we broadcast from the penthouse and from the album Squeezing Art and Tender Flutes from 1972, the Cocktail Nation MPS special with tracks chosen by our guest, James Spencer. The song, Art Van Dam and Flutes, How Will I Forget? Some news this week that Irish actress Maureen O'Hara, the flame-haired star of How Green Was My Valley and Miracle on 34th Street, has died at the age of 95. O'Hara was an iconic figure in Hollywood's golden age in the 1940s and 50s, who was once considered one of the world's most beautiful women. Also played a string of feisty women opposite John Wayne, including The Quiet Man. The family said the star, who had a dual US-Irish citizenship, starred in over 60 films. She died at a home in Idaho. She was known as the Queen of Technicolor due to her red hair and green eyes. O'Hara was born in South Dublin in 1920, and according to her autobiography, Tis Herself, she started acting opposite her own shadow at age 5. She was brought to Hollywood in 1939 by legendary actor Charles Laughton, and her first film, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. In 1941, she drew critical acclaim in Oscar-winning Welsh family saga How Green Was My Valley, directed by John Ford. And by 1947, she was appearing as the mother of a young Natalie Wood on Miracle on 34th Street. Later movies included The Parent Trap in 1961, but in the 1970s, she retired from acting to run an airline with her husband. After he died, she became the first woman in US history to head a scheduled commercial airline. The late, great Maureen O'Hara. Right now on our MPS special from the album exclusively for my friends from 1972, Oscar Peterson and Alice in Wonderland on the Cocktail Nation.
Jet Age.
You see these people staring at you? They keep peeking over their shoulders, wondering, where are you going tonight? Where are you going, Frank?
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you.
Don't the Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation, music of your life.
Quiet nights and quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world below. Together we will live eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around.
My world was dull each minute until I found you in it.
And all at once the happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you. Quiet quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar.
this mood of reverie away from all the earthly cares around us. My world was dull each minute until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you. Quiet nights, quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar.
Cocktail Nation with the highlights, Quiet Night of Quiet Stars. That is from the 1980 Now album. Up on the Cocktail Nation website, a blog that I just wrote the other day called The Art of Doing Very Little. I was thinking to myself about how we have so many devices connected, how much there is beeping all the time, how we live in a 24/7 culture constantly. One of the things I like to do to relax, and I don't think I've probably mentioned this on the show very much, is I like to play golf. And I also like to play tennis. Probably play tennis a little bit more. A little bit better at tennis. And most weekends I do play tennis. Sometimes I travel a great distance for a tennis tournament, which is always fun. Sometimes I play my local tennis club. And it's a habit that I've maintained since I was around about 10 years old. It's a great way to get some exercise. Great social atmosphere. And on court, it's a great sport to get any anger out of your system. The other thing I love about tennis is hanging out at the club before or after a match. It's kind of relaxing. Nothing's expected of you. There's no calls coming in, no business to be done. And interestingly, you see very few people on their phones. Most people do a rather uncommon thing these days. They converse and they catch up. People from all kinds of backgrounds. In this highly connected world, I think it's great to disconnect and reconnect in a true and meaningful way. And for those wondering, no, I don't wear vintage sports gear or play with a wooden racket because I really like winning a little bit too much. But I do think in this modern world, The vintage retro crowd really can lead the way when it comes to really disconnecting, because sometimes it can be just a little bit too much. Time for a look at the world of swank now. PastimeAlbumClocks.com with a brand new Sinatra series. It's up from Darren Long, who puts these together. And this new series covers a whole bunch of great Sinatra albums. They're around $40. And I tell you what, a great little present for somebody for Christmas, maybe. And certainly, for that Sinatra fan, something they might just love. They're beautiful clocks that are made out of an album cover. You put them up on the wall. They work perfectly. They look great. So check them out today, pastimealbumclocks.com. Here's a few things on Jack Crosley's Lost World, Otto's Shrunken Head, second Tuesday of every month. The Gotham Jazz Club, that's a cool place to hang out to. Enjoy some jazz and some swing on a Wednesday night. November 13, the Riviera Swing at the Victoria Hotel, the Torquay in Toronto. November 21 at the Loop, it's Makahiki. Weekend Sinatras just around the corner in Palm Springs, December 11. And here's a fun one. January 20 is Bring a Tiki to Work Day. Not really a party, but a cool event anyway. Now from the album Jankanowski Notes from 1970, Horse Jankanowski. With these orchestra singers, how short is the time to love on the Cocktail Nation MPS special?
The Cocktail Nation.
Es kommt der Tag und die Welt wird aufs Neue geboren. Es kommt der Tag nach der Nacht und all die alten Wünsche, sie sind neu erwacht. Heute hast du Glück, denn der Mut, den du gestern verloren, er geht zurück, komm mit mir und wir begrüßen den neuen Morgen. Das ist der Morgen im strahlenden Licht. Das ist der Morgen. Was wir selber beschworen, ist wie ein Albtraum vorbei und wir begrüßen den neuen Morgen. Das ist der Morgen im strahlenden Licht. Das ist der Morgen, der alles verspricht.
Hier bringt den Tag nach dem sich alle so sehnen, den Tag ohne Tränen, den schönsten Tag. Und diese Welt kennt nur noch Lachen und Lieder, die Nacht kommt nicht wieder an diesem Tag.
Tag, du wirst sehen, das ist der Tag, an dem alle Wunder geschehen.
Music for your jet set lifestyle. The Cocktail Nation.
Frühlingsduft in allen Wäldern und wir beide gaben uns den ersten Kuss. Alle Lerchen auf den Feldern sangen für uns ihren ersten Frühlingsgruß. Blauer Himmel, weißer Sand, die Sommerwinde wehten zärtlich durch mein Haar. Fröhlich gingen wir am Strand, es ist für mich, als ob es alles gestern war. Dieses Jahr so ein wunderschönes Jahr. So soll's immer bleiben, wie in diesem von den Bäumen und wir gingen wie Verliebte Hand in Hand. Wie in schönen bunten Träumen war die ganze Welt für uns ein Märchenland. Glocken klangen aus der Ferne und wir fuhren durch den Schnee so weiß und weich. Viele tausend kleine Sterne leuchteten für uns den Weg ins Himmelreich. Dieses Jahr so ein wunderschönes Jahr. So soll's immer bleiben, wie in diesem Jahr. Es ist, als ob alles gestern
Es war so ein herrliches Jahr.
The Cocktail Nation.
Every girl working here wants to marry a man just like that.
And what do they say about him?
That he's everything you want. That he's everything you don't.
You need every man in the place thinking, wish I could be him. And every girl thinking, pick me. It's your fuel. You feed off it.
Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Donation, lounge leader Coop Cooper, George Shearing, Bluesette. That's from the 1965 album Here and Now. On the website cocktailnation.net, you can find all the links to some great stories that we have up there. You can also get in contact with the show as well. We've got links to our social media, so do check it out today. Here's the Third Wave and Stormy on the Cocktail Nation.
Sudden that low rain smiling down, and my world Coop Cooper. We know he's a former spy because the CIA denies knowledge of him. So that's got to be right, I guess.
Is the Cocktail Nation.
Do you find that you're kissing more but enjoying it less? Well, then just learn a few secrets from Bachelor in Paradise.
Cocktail Nation.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. A chair is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold you tight, and no one there you can kiss goodnight. A room is still a even when there's nothing there but gloom. A room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart and one of us has a broken heart. Now and then I speak your name.
suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game. When it ends, it ends in tears. Darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn the key, oh please be there, still in love with me. It's so nice to have a man around the house. It's so nice to have a man around the house. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn the key, is not a home. A home is not a house. A house is not a home without a man. A man, a man. A house is not a home without a man.
Cocktail Nation, Lance Lady Q Cooper on our MPS special. And I cut from Sunshine of Your Love, the album from 1969. Ella Fitzgerald teaming up with Ernie Heschner, and a house is not a home. Next week, another Eurospy special, and I'm going to leave you with the Singers Unlimited. We Could Be Flying. Thanks to James Spencer for programming this week's show. Stay hip.
There's a feel that comes in the spring, a touch of hope, a new beginning. Time's racing by, I know, but as it crossed my mind, I thought we all would end up winning. Love is rising with the summer sun, caught in the silence of hello, rolling the woods. We'll be right back.
There's a feel that comes in the spring, a touch of hope, a new beginning. The time is racing by, I know, but as it crossed my mind, I thought we all
inside. We're trying.